Mortgage about the bagel loan. That means no cost to refinance. 314-324-4440. That's his cell phone, Stewart's American Mortgage.
Plug in Hum by Verizon for the smart technology you need to upgrade to a safer, more connected car. Get emergency assistance, vehicle diagnostics, and more. Visit Hum.com today.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
Hello?
The Big 550.
Hi.
KTRS.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a little technical difficulty right now. The computer has seized, it's frozen, locked itself up.
Well, it died earlier, and Jose came back and fixed it, but now it won't. It's living again, but will not play any
audio.
Alyssa, you've heard this show many times, am I right?
Yes, I have.
Amanda, you've heard it many times.
Yes.
Can the two of you do the Penguins Playhouse? Yeah. Would you
why
just
don't we
take...
all do it together?
No, yeah, no, I like
no,
that.
No. That would be using us as crutches. I just like to see how far you could get. It starts off like... Dan, is your harmonica handy?
Yeah.
Give him a note. Okay, and it starts. Penguins Playhouse is on the air. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, take
Penguins
it.
Penguins Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Penguins on the air.
I say that's satisfactory. That's enough. Wow.
Hold on.
There's no fun left on
We're full of. Well, you can say CHIT.
No, but that's the part where Ian, like, puts
no,
the
no, no, and no, we no. think you'll get lots of. So, hold on. Edit. Start off with, join us, partners.
Okay. So
3, 2, 1, go.
So join us, partners,
there's no one left on FM.
Oh, we're full of
and we think you'll get lots of from it. So get loosened up, you're about to get Frank Opinions on the air.
Oh, well, they've only heard it for 20 years. How would you expect them to know it?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Let's do a quick round of introductions from Overland Park, Kansas. My daughter, Amanda. Say hello to everybody.
Hello.
And where would you like to be from, Alyssa? Where you're going to college, or what town should I say you're from?
Oh, St. Louis is good, or no. Cape Girardeau.
Oakville,
Missouri.
Okay, from
That's
St. Louis.
That's my boyfriend's from, Oakville.
Woohoo! How fun.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Are we in the way of your girl, your show? And so from Cape Girardeau, Oakville, and St. Louis, wow, she has three homes. Yes. Dan's daughter, Alyssa. Alyssa, say hi to everybody.
Hi.
At the control board is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, with Stiefel Nicholas, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to retire, it's a great time to call Mark and Jason, and they can go over what to do with the money in your employer plan. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
And I might add, the Playhouse today is brought to you by Mark and Jason. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Fine. Hi, everybody.
Now, Alyssa, yes. Do you know what trouser mouse is?
Yeah.
Well... Okay, we'll just assume that you do.
Yeah.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
Folks, before I even... let me get Rat Boy, because Rat Boy gave these girls a beautiful gift. And it...
What was it, Rat Boy?
Cheese.
I don't even need to be here. This is great. Before we introduce the orchestra, you need to know that we heard, you guys remember 20 years ago when Bruce and the boys auditioned, they were horrible.
Oh, yeah.
And we knew we had to bring somebody in. Mm-hmm. We brought in the great Steve, the conductor, and everything changed.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, oh, boy. Steve, good to see you, Steve.
Yeah, good job, Steve.
Steve, the conductor. Steve. Of course, he is the guy who put these guys on the right track. Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah.
Oh, we got that.
Yeah. Steve, you did a great job with them. They wouldn't be where they are without Steve, the conductor. Yeah. We are brought to you by Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, markandjason.com. Now would be a good time, Dan, don't you think, to have a chat with the girls about finances?
You forgot something.
What?
Well,
you mean at the very beginning?
Yeah, done it but for so many years.
We didn't, but we didn't do the regular computer. All right, can you edit this in?
Sure.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the December 27th edition of Pinions Playhouse. Edit right there.
Glad
stop.
You bet.
Edit that in. What?
I said much better.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you said wash your butt.
I did too.
Yeah.
I did wash your butt. So, Pion, you'll edit that in.
Sure.
Okay, great. Nobody will ever know that I didn't do it. Now, ladies, Alyssa, do you have any money saved?
Yeah, a little bit.
Way to go. way to go. Amanda, you have a little money saved?
I won a little at the casino last night.
Okay, but do you have money saved?
A little bit.
Yeah, okay. I have to tell both of you something. If you have a little bit, you're way ahead of most of the country. Most of the country is not that smart at your age. Most men or women your age, they don't have any money saved. Now, the sad thing is they get to be 40, 50. A lot of times they still don't have any money saved. So here's what you do. You pretend you only make, this is my personal advice, it's not from Mark and Jason. You pretend you only make 90% of what you make, and you take 10% right away, just put it away. Do you think you could, would you be willing to try that, Alyssa?
Yes.
I woke her up again.
Well, I didn't know you were talking to me.
Oh, okay. I'll have to look maybe at you. And would you be willing to try that, Amanda?
Sure, yes.
Sure, you said that with such conviction that I know you won't do it. Now, this brings me to Mark and Jason. You get to the point where you've saved some money, you put some money, you have $25,000 or more. Our request and our suggestion is that you call Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Mark and Jason. They are, well, they're really good people to know when you change jobs. Amanda just changed jobs. Tell them where you work. You work for...
I work for Allergan. I'm a pharmaceutical sales rep.
There you go. And Dan, good news for us, she deals in some Alzheimer's medication, so we get a discount on it.
Great.
Alyssa, have you had a job?
Yeah, I'm not employed right now, but I've worked as a bank teller before.
Bank teller?
Yeah. Wow. It was fun.
Have I ever met your daughter, Frank?
What?
See what I did there?
Oh, Alzheimer's humor. Yeah. That's real funny.
Yeah.
So when you have $25,000 or more, you go, well, man, I've got this money. I hope I'm doing the right thing with it. That's when you call. You make an appointment with Mark and Jason. Here's what will happen. They'll take a look at what you're doing with your money, and they will give you their advice, their best advice as to what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong. If you're doing everything right, they'll tell you. You're doing everything right here. And if not, they'll give you their suggestions. And that's all it is. It's advice. You can take it. You can leave it. It's free. The first meeting costs nothing. It's complimentary. All you need to go, we need to know Stiefel is a member of the SIPC NYSE, as you heard Peon mention earlier. And then you need to know the website, which I know you know, markandjason.com. It's a sad day. It could be a whole lot sadder. We came so close to losing another rapper.
What?
What?
I know. Rapper Troy Ave, A-V-E. Now, shame on me for not knowing if that's Avi, Ave, Troy Avenue. It's A-V-E. He was shot twice 2 days ago, Sunday, sitting in his red Maserati in Brooklyn.
Wow. How can he afford a Maserati?
He's a rapper, Dan.
Oh.
Oh, it is. His moniker derives from Troy Avenue, a street near his boyhood home.
Whoa.
There you go. Troy A-V-E. Grazed in the head, struck once in the arm as he sat there with his girlfriend. A shooter walks up, just opens fire. Did you pull any of his music?
I did.
Folks, before we play this, I think every once in a while you need to just imagine a world without, and you fill in the blank. Imagine a world without music. Right? Imagine a world without flowers. Imagine a world without rap. Mm. That's the tough one.
Imagine a world without my ex-wife.
Woohoo!
Yeah! Oh, is my microphone on? I'm sorry.
No. But imagine a world without Troy Avenue. Here's a little of what we've been missing, Peon.
This track is called Doo-Doo, Frank.
I'm sorry?
Doo-Doo.
Doo-Doo.
Yep.
What a fantastic name. Doo-Doo, come doo-doo.
Gotta go. Business, business. Oh, to the people who thought I was gonna fly, y'all are part of the reason I ain't gonna stop. Against the odds, I went hard until I popped. Came from the bottom and now I'm standing on top. I had dreams and now they all coming true. But the team and the things we got to make a scene whenever I be coming through. If you hate it, just know I did it on you. Do 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 do
do do do do do do do do. Alright, stop it. Amanda, you seem to know this.
Yeah, I'm really sad.
You're sad?
Yeah.
Alyssa, are you sad? Well, you shouldn't be sad. He lives. He's okay.
Yeah, no,
he's
going to
be okay, girls.
No, but...
He's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Really, snap out of it.
Well...
Alyssa, were you prior to this familiar with the song Doody 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 Doody?
No, I've never heard of it before.
I kind of like it.
Yeah.
I actually
had a nice hook to it.
It did. Mm-hmm. I actually kind of liked it.
Yeah.
Well, we wouldn't have been hearing that or any future music if Shooter had his way, but thank goodness Troy Avenue is going to be okay. Boy, good to bring some good news for a change about some rappers.
Alyssa wanted to say hi to someone.
Yeah, can I say hi?
No.
Well, I'm going to, so.
Good job, Alyssa.
Girl
power. Yeah.
My friend Sean's listening, so hi, Sean.
Wait a minute.
Are you sure?
That sounds like
hey, Sean. No, I'm just kidding.
Sounds like
hi,
a
Sean.
Male. This is a male, Sean, right?
Yes.
And how do you know him, and what is that relationship?
We went to high school together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that makes it even more interesting. That was how many years ago?
Two.
You graduated 2 years ago. Now it's still 2 years, and you're still saying, of all the people you could say hi to, you still choose Sean.
He was the first person to pop into my mind. No, he texted me. And he said, hey, I'm listening, so hey.
When's the last time you saw Sean?
Oh, high school, I think.
Uh-oh.
So let me tell you something about guys like this. This guy has not made any effort... Has he to contact you? Yet now he hears you on the radio, and he thinks, hey, she's got potential. She might become famous. I better act like I still remember her and care about her. Dan, am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, he told me in high school, he used to listen to you guys all the time. I don't know if he still does, but he would come up to me in the hallways.
You don't know if he still does. He just sent you a text, didn't he?
All the time.
Yeah, so he does.
Apparently does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's not just a one-time listener, he's a big fan.
But don't you see what's happening here? He resurfaces all of a sudden. You're on the radio. Where was he the last couple of years?
I don't know.
Sean, if you're listening, the guys here are on to you.
It was the thing in the beginning of the show. I'm... available.
Did you and Sean?
That's
what it was.
He heard in the beginning of the show that she's single.
Well, she did. Were you and Sean ever an item?
No. We're just good friends.
Is he cute?
Yeah, Sean's cute. You're cute, Sean. You're cute.
All right.
We're friends.
Go watch When Harry Met Sally. Let me give you some advice. You can't say that to a guy and expect him to think you're just friends. You're cute, Sean. Let me tell you. You can't do that. We interpret anything positive that any girl says to us. We have a different interpretation.
Positive? How about hello?
She said hello.
You know what that means.
Yeah.
Alyssa, do you smoke?
What?
Yeah.
Smoke what?
That was an odd question.
Do you smoke cigarettes?
No.
Did you ever smoke cigarettes?
No. I think you asked me this last time, too.
I have no memory, and I'm an old person.
Well, I'll refresh it.
So, no, you didn't smoke.
Still a no.
Yeah. Amanda, do you smoke?
No way.
No way, Jose. All right, good. Dan, they seem to be on the right track.
Yeah, I know.
They really do. Now, I'm going to tell this story, even though I thought, nah, I shouldn't tell this story because it's a playhouse, but I want to tell it because racism goes both ways. At least it should. And you girls are living at a time at which it's a weird time for you to be growing up with the whole Ferguson thing. And you're seeing things that are going to confuse you and make you want to make a decision, you know, who are the good people, who are the bad people. And that's how racism kind of starts, is you form an opinion based on a few people's actions or one person's action. You put everybody, you just put them all in that category. This happened last week at one of my son's restaurants, and my kids, I'm crazy about my kids, and we share stories, and the boys will call me not for business advice, because I'm not smart enough about business to give advice, but they know I like stories, good stories, true stories. So here's what happened. None of this is made up, but I don't understand why, when it goes black racist against white, it's almost just sort of blown off and ignored. Yet if it's the other way around, oh my goodness, those white people are so racist. There were three black young women in the restaurant, and my son said from the minute they walked in, it was just trouble. Everything's wrong. Loud, really loud, obnoxious, demanding, criticizing everything. This is not right. This is not right. When they left five pennies on the table, and on the ticket they wrote, "Merry Christmas, bitch," to the white waitress. Now, had the waitress been black and three white women said "Merry Christmas, bitch," somebody would have seen that it got on to it, that it got on the news. You know what I'm saying? That's just, yeah. It's unacceptable either way. Then they referred to my son as that crack-ass manager. Not crack cocaine, but crack as in cracker. Now, all of this was directed only one way. It didn't go back. Wasn't returned. There's no returning of fire here. They accused my son of stealing their cell phone. The same women that said "Merry Christmas, bitch," that left five pennies. So they came back in the restaurant and says, "Where's my cell phone?" And the waitress says, "I don't know." She says, "Yeah, you do. Your crack ass manager stole it. Stole our phone." So my son follows them out to the parking lot as they're ranting and raving and calling him a thief and a crack-ass manager. And as they open the car, they see it in the seat of the car. Nobody stole it. It slipped out of somebody's purse or pocket, and it was in the car. Rather than say, "I'm so sorry, you know, called you a crack-ass manager, cursed out your waitress, called her a bitch, and then accused you of stealing my phone." No, instead, he said they proceeded to take from the car every piece of trash and litter, a full 2-liter soda bottle, some Yoo-Hoo chocolate drink bottles, and threw it all out in the parking lot. Just trash. And then my son walked along and picked it all up. And I think what's wrong with the world is you can't call people out. And he said to me, he said, "Dad," he said, "I wanted to take care of their bill, so I'm sorry everything was wrong. Please don't ever come back here again." And I said, "You know what would have happened? You'd find out that on Facebook, social media, they go on and say, 'Yeah, we're in this restaurant, and the manager called me the N-word, and he stole my phone.'" Because anybody can make up anything they want on Facebook, and that's what I hate about Facebook. So I just thought it was an interesting story in that outside of that little circle of people who were involved, it's a non-issue. The waitress is white. Now, the second part of this, 2 days ago, I'm in a store, just me and my wife, and I'm in a store, and there is a kid. His left earlobe, the gauges is what they call them. This is the biggest one I have ever seen. His left earlobe was the size of a lemon. You could have put a lemon in that hole. I'm not kidding. It was that big, or small orange. It was only one ear. But on the back of his hoodie, and the hoodie was black, and in white letters, big block white letters, it said, if it ain't broke, beat the F-U-K out of it, and it will be. So this is a store I don't shop in. In one of the Marshalls Tuesday morning. You know, I don't shop there. No Old Navy. But I was there because she was there. She had gone to the car already, and I stuck around, and I got the manager, and I said, do you have to wait on him? I said, look at the back of his shirt. I'd seen this in Chesterfield Mall once before, and the waitress said, unfortunately, I do. And my question is, why? Why? So I go to the car. This kid upsets me so much because I can't stand that kind of crap, that vulgarity, and I'm going to do anything, and you can't do a thing about it. I told my wife, I said, hang on. I went back in trying to catch him because I thought he was going to go into another store that I do shop in. And here's what I would say we all have the right to do. And this is what I was going to do. I was going to walk in. If he was in there, I was going to go up to the counter and say, you have a choice to make. Do you want his business or my business? Because if you wait on him, you will never see me here again. Is that wrong?
I don't think so.
No.
But we don't do that. People should do that.
Oh, no.
You see something like that, tell the owner, I will never do business here again if I see that you allow this kid to check out with that vulgar, filthy shirt on.
No one ever does that, but people like him that wear stuff like that will
go.
They want
that.
They will go to the manager, and they will say something like that. If you wait on that guy, I'll never come in here again, because I'm allowed to wear this shirt and I'm allowed to do whatever I want.
But if he never comes in, nobody cares.
I know.
It just infuriates me like that. And real quickly, we'll get to the joke. I was in a drugstore yesterday, and there's the section with things to assist older people, walkers, and you know whatever.
Did you get
and
a
there
few
was
of
a
them?
There was a thing that, for sale. It said walker balls. I know what it meant. It's like those tennis balls.
Oh right,
had,
yeah.
But
oh.
It almost sounds like an ointment or something for people.
Yeah.
Well, you got? I got walker balls. It's from that damn walker. Put some walker balls on me. I cream, help me with my walker balls.
Ointment.
It just looked funny to me. Alyssa, would you like to invite the ladies in?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Boys.
Just say, ladies, come on in, please.
Ladies, come on in, please.
They barely heard it. They heard it. Come on. What am I applauding for?
I don't know.
Maybe I was applauding for Alyssa. Alyssa, equal time for anybody to think somebody else is getting partiality, special treatment. Amanda, would you invite the ladies in?
Ladies, come on in.
You're applauding.
Nice. I know I should know. Joke is brought to you by Mark and Jason. Mark Reed and Jason. We already talked about them. I did that, so now I get right to the joke. It's a and for me and for Dan, these jokes are kind of sad because they're about FM DJs, and we've been around them, and we know it's a sad.
Oh yeah,
it's sad. FM DJ is working at a radio station with a buddy, and he tells his buddy, he says, you know, George, he says, your wife's cheating on you. And George says, why would you say something like that? He said, well, I'm telling you, every afternoon, 3 o'clock, your wife and your best friend right there at your house, your best friend, 1:30 every day with your wife. So the next day, at 1:30, George leaves the radio station, not too far from his house. He tells this other FM DJ, he says, I'm going to see if what you're saying is true. I'm going to go find out. So he goes home. He comes back to work. His friend, the other FM DJ, says, well, George? And George says, let me tell you something. What you did here hurts so many people. You know, when you make up something or you think something is true, but it's not really true. Well, it's too late because you've already said, then a rumor starts and people get hurt that way. I went home at 1:30, and when you were trying to let everybody know, and thank goodness I stopped you before you could start it, was that my best friend was with my wife every day at 1:30. That is not true. I've never seen that guy before. I've never seen that guy before.
Oh, that was...
Hold on. What is going on here today? Peon? Are you okay?
Yes. I had different wording written down. Sorry.
All right, we're doing another joke.
Okay, there's a blonde and a guy walking down the street.
Mike Evans is going to be mad. That's too bad.
For taking applications.
For what?
For Peon's job.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy. Like there's a very similar joke. A guy ducks his head in the barber shop. He goes, hey, he sees there are four or five people waiting, one barber. He goes, hey, how long will it be before I get a haircut here? The barber says, looks like about an hour and 20 minutes. He goes, okay, and he leaves. He didn't come back. A couple of days later, same guy ducks in the barber shop. He goes, hey, excuse me, how long do you think before you can get to me? I get a haircut. The barber looks. He's got three people. He said, hey, it shouldn't be... I'd say an hour, easily in an hour. He goes, all right, thanks. He leaves. Four, five, 6 days he does this. How long before I could get a haircut? The barber tells him, he leaves, he doesn't come back. So finally, he does this one day. How long till I get a haircut? Okay, thanks. And he leaves, and the barber says, hey, to one of his customers, he goes, do me a favor, we go follow that guy. That guy comes in here every other day. Wants to know how long before I could get to him, give him a haircut. I tell him he leaves, he doesn't come back. He's following. Yeah, just sure. So he follows him. And the customer comes back to the barbershop after about 3 hours. The barber says, well, did you follow him? He goes, yeah. He goes, so this guy that wants to know how long I'm going to be with my customer before I, where does he go? And he goes to your house. It's too late. This whole show will be the first complete show we've ever edited out.
The entire show.
And now I guess we take a break, and Mike Evans is not going to be happy.
Oh, no.
He'll just have to deal with it. Dan, please soften the blow for him. And now here to do-si-do is Dan Strauss.
Do-si-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, I can't get that song in my head. The doo-doo song.
Hey, Tim Weiland, do some traffic for us.
All right, you've got a stalled vehicle that was blocking the two right lanes on southbound 270. They've moved it off to the shoulder, but it looks like people are swerving out of their right lane, and that's causing a backup to Highway 70. It does look like we may have an incident on westbound 70 near Mid Rivers Mall Drive because you're slow from 370 out to that point. On westbound Highway 40, it looks like things have thinned out and everything's looking well all the way out through 270. Eastbound 40, though, drivers are slowing McKnight through Big Bend. And this traffic report brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Plug in Hum by Verizon for the smart technology you need to upgrade to a safer, more connected car. Get emergency assistance, vehicle diagnostics, and more. Visit Hum.com today. Hum, put some smarts in your car. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
Severe weather strikes. Turn first to your official weather station.
The Big 550. KTRS. Depend on it.
Thanks for calling Soma Biotics. Are you calling for a free trial of our belly flattening breakthrough?
Actually, I already got the free trial. It totally flattened my belly.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. My belly just keeps getting flatter. I mean, I don't want to look like a runway model, but I don't want to stop taking Soma Biotics either. Because seriously, I've never looked this good.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only take Soma Biotics every other day. That'll keep up your results without making your belly too flat. And if you ever need to ramp up your belly flattening results again, just go back to taking it every day.
To get your free trial of Soma Biotics, call 1-800-700-2321. You're going to love how you look. And if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. But hurry and call now for details while they're still giving it away for free. Call 1-800-700-2321. That's 1-800-700-2321. 1-800-700-2321.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your family's life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And if you do it right now, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now. 1-800-400-1019. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Hurry and call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide while they're still giving them away for free. Call 1-800-400-1019. That's 1-800-400-1019. 1-800-400-1019.
Hello?
A steady drip, drip, drip under your toilet tank has sent you to the Super Mega Box Store for a solution.
Hello?
But your fruitless search makes your frustration level rise faster than the water on your bathroom floor.
What's somebody got to do to get some help around here?
You should have gone to the experts at Schnars Hardware.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Where you get all the assistance you need from people who actually know what they sell.
Sounds like a compression ring leak.
Oh.
We could sell you a new hose, but first, why don't you tighten up the old one and see if it stops leaking?
If you don't need it, we won't sell it to you at Schnars.
I like that.
The advice is free, but if you do need something, Frank Blair and the expert staff will help you find it. So why go to the Super Mega Box Store to be ignored?
Hello?
When you could get real customer service by people who really know what they sell.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware, inviting you to come by our store, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice.
I like that.
For hours and location, go to schnars.com.
Expert help is waiting for you.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
At Schnars Hardware.
Even in uncertain times, we must not neglect to appreciate the freedoms we all enjoy and the brave men and women who protect those freedoms. Ernie Paddy Collision salutes our armed forces, our police, firefighters, and paramedics who protect us, our communities, and our country. Ernie Paddy Collision is proud to serve St. Louis for over 30 years, providing full-service collision and mechanical repair using the latest technology and equipment to restore your vehicle to its original condition. Our iCar-trained technicians are just a phone call or click away. A direct repair shop for most insurance companies and car dealers, Ernie Paddy is your one-stop auto collision, engine, and tire center, providing the highest quality guarantee on workmanship for all repairs. Free pickup and delivery with 24-hour towing available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. For directions and to follow the daily progress of your vehicle repairs online, go to ErniePettyCollision.com. Saluting our great country and all who honor and support the men and women who allow us our freedoms. Thank you for your service.
Quartz, not gallons or pints. We're talking about the stone.
Quartz. And it's not just for watch batteries. It can actually beautify your kitchen and bath and increase the resale value of your home.
If you haven't seen the new look of Quartz countertops in person, what are you waiting for? With top brand names like Caesar Stone, Silestone, and Polar Stone in stock, E&B Granite has the absolute largest selection of marble look quartz in the region. Choose from over 100 colors and styles of brilliant quartz at the best prices in town. Visit E&B Granite today on Manchester Road near Hampton.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves trade bonds and discuss the latest IPOs. The have-dones create bonds and enjoy crafted IPAs at hundreds of restaurants and bars. Thirsty? Think Groupon. Hungry? Think Groupon. Looking for your new favorite restaurant? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Did you know that convenient and secure housing can be within your budget? It's true. Lutheran Senior Services offers the very best in rent-subsidized affordable housing for older adults. Lutheran Senior Services has 9 St. Louis metro area locations everywhere, from the heart of the city to the tranquility of the countryside, to give you a variety of options to stay close to family and friends. To find out more about Lutheran Senior Services, go to lssaffordablehousing.org.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT. ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I completely forgot to mention that Chance, the rapper, and Jeremy, another rapper, released a Christmas album. I'm so mad at myself that I forgot this. They had a Christmas album together, Lil Mama.
Lil Mama?
Yeah, have you guys got that?
No, I didn't get that one this year.
Is that the title of the album?
Yeah, I think so. Oh. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, I think it's Lil Mama. I don't talk about it because I just get mad now that I don't have it. Let's go to Southern California, check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. A lot of gift cards sold for the holidays. A lot will still be sold, continue through the spring, all year. Because who wouldn't want a gift card from either Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse? Next door to each other, east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And now, here's Mike Evans.
The album for you.
Oh, thank you, Amanda.
I knew you'd want it. I don't know if you got it or not.
Say hi to my daughter, Amanda. Amanda, say hi.
Hi, Amanda.
Hey, how are you?
Good. And I hear Melissa's there too.
Melissa. It's Alyssa.
Alyssa.
That's okay.
Wow. Talking about hurting the kids'
He's
feelings.
You've had too much wine already.
Well, I really have. You know what? That's the truth. I'll just have a little more.
Alyssa, I want you to pay attention to this segment. This is how you never want to act as an adult. Okay, Amanda, okay. You too, all right?
All right? Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Okay, here's your pop quiz question.
You've got to say hi to Melissa.
Medical researcher prior to becoming an actress. Halle Berry. Amy Adams. Lisa Kudrow.
Emma
Stone.
I take it back.
What, take what back?
Kudrow.
You don't like Lisa Kudrow?
Nah, she's one of those
people. I
saw
her the other day at the this place called the Parker in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
She was in a bathing suit. Didn't look all that great, but...
If Halle Berry
was a medical researcher, she's probably trying to get a free operation and get that sixth toe cut off her left foot.
Yeah. See, for people who don't know that, he says, I guess you could look it up. Did you guys look it up? I never did. Halle Berry has six toes in her left
foot. Yeah, that's what I remember him saying. I don't know
I
if
I
ever...
I don't make this stuff up, homie.
No, I know. You
Melissa,
never.
Do you think I made that up?
No. I don't think so.
No.
Amanda?
Never.
Thank you. Odds and ends, the Los Angeles Rams are so bad.
How bad are they?
A radio station in Los Angeles had a contest for the first place prize, four box seats of the Rams' final home game. Second place winner got eight box seats to the Rams' last home game.
Wow.
They actually did that.
Yeah. That's funny. I'm going to tell you, that's funny.
California sucks. Other than the great weather and our beaches.
Well, they sucked long before they got to California.
As a state, Amy's, and it's true. If it didn't have the scenery, nobody would go there. The weather,
California has the lowest birth rate, highest poverty, highest property sales, gas, luxury, death, and estate taxes.
Yeah.
Worst traffic in America, worst air quality in America, and number one in crime.
But everyone wants to go there
for some reason. It's true. Again.
But the weather is so good and it's so pretty, people still go there.
Yep.
What's really amazing is some Californians are trying to get on the ballot next year to succeed from the United States. Where are they going to get an army? How's that going to work?
It's not.
They can't even support themselves.
It's talk. It's not.
Justin Bieber. No, man.
Let's ask the ladies. Alyssa, do you like Justin Bieber? Amanda?
Yeah. I don't have Bieber fever.
Okay.
Justin Bieber brags he owns 25 fur coats.
That's a little metrosexual.
Now, where's PETA when you really need him?
Yeah.
Come on, PETA. Odd movie, green light. Now, listen carefully. Buck Wonder, Super Slave, just got green lighted, directed, and stars Eddie Murphy. Listen carefully. Eddie Murphy describes it as, quote, "It's very edgy. I play a slave named Buck Wonder, And I also play the slave master of Buck Wonder. And I also play Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln. It's a bedtime story that an old man is telling his grandson about a true story of slavery and the Civil War. It's a parody of superhero movies and slave movies combined. I don't think there's been anything like it, end quote.
I'm sure
there's never been anything like it.
I would agree with that.
How do you even make stuff up like that?
I don't know. But he is good at the multiple character thing.
He is. All week long, little sayings I want you to remember in 2017.
All right.
I'm doing it just this week.
All right.
Today, the best classroom in the world is at the feet of an elderly person.
Oh, that's beautiful, Mike.
It is beautiful. Melissa, did you like that?
Yeah, I did.
Amanda?
Yeah.
Now, Amanda, I've known you since you're a little girl. Don't you think that's something that people should live by?
Mm-hmm.
And you tell she means it.
Yeah.
Total sincerity.
Hey, whatever you say.
Oh, look, we're out of time.
Personal comment, I spent New Year's Eve introducing Motley Crue, Chicago, and Queen, and L.A., San Diego, Vegas. Spent New Year's Eve in Tokyo, Sydney, and Tokyo, Japan, Sydney, Australia. Many times Pasadena, getting ready for the Rose Parade, Times Square, New York, South Beach, Miami, and other places. But my favorite place is at my buddy's house, Waimanalo Beach, right on the water on Oahu. I just wish I could be there this New Year's Eve.
Well, Mike, you're not going to cry, are you?
I might.
I'll start crying.
It really hurts me.
And finally.
Is this your favorite part of the report, Allison and Amanda?
It's not Allison. It's not, and it's not Melissa. It's Alyssa. Wow, her feelings must be shattered.
Allison's
her friend.
Okay, Allison and Amanda.
Alyssa.
Can I?
Allison and Mandy. Listen.
Mike, I would like to have a quick discussion with Alyssa. Alyssa, when you drink alcohol, this is exactly what happens.
Yeah.
Okay?
How's your doggy? How's the doggy?
He's fine. Bogey, man.
Way to go, man. Get him off on that now. We're already out of time.
Okay,
and
fine.
Finally.
Name the name of the actress who was a medical researcher prior to becoming actress. Halle Berry, Amy Adams, Lisa Kudrow, Emma Stone.
Halle Berry.
Emma Stone.
Amy Adams.
Amy Adams.
Kudrow.
The answer is Lisa Kudrow.
There you go.
Wow.
See, you're a secret admirer, aren't you?
I can't stand her.
Oh,
but
you
I met someone.
No,
I can't hear you. Can't hear you.
Don't
I read somewhere.
Talk to the hand. I read Lisa Kudrow's picture. Mike Evans.
He also can't stand 99% of people.
Who are you talking about now?
I read somewhere that Lisa Kudrow is really smart. I read that. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. They're both in Chesterfield Valley, east of all the other stuff. I believe my daughter's been in a Meanies. In fact, I'm sure you have.
Yeah, I love a Meanies.
We have a couple of really neat things in our basement from a Meanies. And the latest, I use my grandson. I used to use my kids as an excuse to get toys for myself. So I got this electronic shuffleboard / bowling thing. Oh, my goodness, it's so much fun. You folks, you can go into a Meanies, take your whole family in there, and you can spend, you know, a couple $300 or several thousands of dollars, and no matter which of those you decide on or anything in between, you will absolutely get every dollar's worth out of it. Because what I like about a Meanies is it seems like everything they sell is meant to be in your home a long, long time, either for entertainment or to make it look nicer. Patio furniture, nobody has the patio furniture, the quality, the manufacturers that they do. And same goes for furniture for other places in your house and other rooms. And then the fun part. Games, arcade games, pinball, all that in the Meanies. AMINIS, Copper Dome. On top, you can't miss it. Meanies.com.
Meet me.
All right, it's time for a final check on traffic with Tip Weiland.
Okay, Dan, they cleared that stall that was on southbound 270 before Dorset. That's all thinned out. You still have a little heavy traffic coming in on eastbound 40, approaching 170 through Big Bend. And on westbound 70 near Mid River Small Drive, you've got an accident. There is lane blockage as you backed up to Highway 370. Everything else is running well. And this traffic report brought to you by Burger King's Breakfast. What's the best place to have your breakfast? How about on a warm croissant? Now at Burger King, get two croissant-rich breakfasts. breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Two for $4 croissant sandwich only at Burger King. Price and participation vary. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
Hi, Colin Jeffrey here, reminding you that the new year will soon be here, so make certain you spend this holiday season with your family near. From all of us here at KTRS, wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
Happy Holidays from all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
Accounting and financial salaries are on the rise. Get an in-depth salary forecast for accounting and finance roles in your area by visiting AccountTemps.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company.
This is the Big 550.
Yeah, baby.
KTRS. Where St. Louis comes to talk.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves trade bonds and discuss the latest IPOs. The have-dones create bonds and enjoy crafted IPAs at hundreds of restaurants and bars. Thirsty? Think Groupon. Hungry? Think Groupon. Looking for your new favorite restaurant? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon. The Big 550.
KTRS. St. Louis. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550. KTRS St. Louis. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Better Family Life is handing out flyers and posters just like this one about their de-escalation centers in the city. We'll tell you what they're saying about how many lives have been saved in the process so far.
Lots of sunshine, crystal clear skies with us as we go into the evening. That means we can do a little stargazing this evening. Plus, I'll have that forecast right through the holiday weekend.
Skating under the Gateway Arch. It's really happening. You'll hear from the Blues owner who says, this was just a dream. But these days, a lot of dreams are coming true in St. Louis.